we've been looking forward to this now for over a year in terms of the planning, but we've been very pleased at how quickly it's gone up. A lot of work from club members, sponsors and volunteers, particularly guys like Paul Rout of PDR Plant, Chris Berry of SBH. They've worked tirelessly to try and get this up and running quickly, and we wanted to get it started. The target was January, and okay, we're a few weeks late, but given the bad weather we've had and everything else, we're very pleased that it's gone up so quickly. And it's such a fantastic facility. It seems to be everything we hoped it would be and more.
It is, and it will be used by the whole club as well, not just the first team.
We specifically designed it so that it provided opportunities for our young players to do body weight exercises, shuttle work, circuit type work, so they can do fitness on cold Sunday mornings. The older youth players, as they progress from being minis up into youth players and into seniors, it's such a flexible unit that as they progress and their bodies develop, the level of exercise they need to do will change. And the whole idea is that it provides opportunities for all age groups to improve their physical development under the auspices and direction of our strength and conditioning team, who all are highly trained, and they know exactly what's required at each level of development as the youngsters develop. And then hopefully when they get to senior rugby as part of our first team, their physical development is such that they're ready for that level of rugby and that level of physicality.
Just before the Mayor cut the ribbon, you gave a speech and you mentioned going to a youth game a few seasons ago. Berry lost on that particular day, and you saw that they didn't lose because of their talent. It was because of their strength and maybe the science behind the game.
Yeah, it was about that they just weren't as physically developed as the opposition team were, and we clearly realised that there was a gap in what we were providing our young players in terms of their development, and we decided at that point we must do something to address that. On top of that, of course, we have the fact that the first team are now playing at the highest level they ever have done in National 2, and that in itself is clearly a more physical game. So the first team obviously need better facilities than we've had in the past in order to sustain that. So the two things combine, and it's about providing our youngsters the opportunity to develop into the best players they can be, and some of them even go on beyond Berry Snedmans. But it's in order to do that, it's not just about developing their skills, it's about developing them physically and helping them be fit and strong and powerful in the right way to be able to compete at the top level in rugby union in 2016 and beyond.
You mentioned the first team, the first season at National League 2, at the performance so admirably. There are no easy games in this division at all, and they've performed so well against some of the big hitters in recent weeks, not got the results they deserve. What would you say in terms of Worthing tomorrow? How big a game is that?
Oh, I think it's massive. We, as you said, Graham, we've had a few results recently haven't quite gone our way. What we do know is we can compete at this level. We are certainly good enough in parts of every game. We've shown that we can outplay even the guys at the top of the league. It's about sustaining that for the 80 minutes of the game. And it's also about understanding at this level how to close out games and how to think what to do at the right times. And that's something that we perhaps haven't been as sharp on as we would have liked to have been. And that's something that the guys are learning quickly on. Going into tomorrow, we're playing against Worthing, who are at a similar level to us. They'll be looking at the games they've got coming up and thinking, well, if we don't win a few now, we could be into a relegation zone battle, which neither team will want. So both teams will recognise the importance of it. And if we can get a win tomorrow, it could get us into a momentum, because we've then got some other games coming up in the next few weeks that are winnable if we play the right type of rugby. If we play to our capability, then we can win a few games on the trot and end up in mid-table, which is what our aspiration is.